Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study on the subject of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 in the Amplified Bible states this: "Love does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail." The New King James Version says it this way: "Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." We live in a day when it's become very culturally accepted to rejoice in evil, and it is manifested in many different ways. I'm going to give you a few examples of this, and I want to encourage you as you listen to consider that God Himself is the one who said that love doesn't rejoice in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Often we will hear people laughing at sin or laughing at jokes about ungodly behavior. I was driving down the freeway one day when I came upon a car whose bumper sticker stated "ex-wife in trunk." Now, I'm sure that many people laughed when they read that bumper sticker, but this is a joke that demonstrates a stone-cold heart. It shows loveless bitterness and coldness of heart. Proverbs 14:9 says that a fool makes a mock at sin. Jokes about ungodliness, ungodly behavior, joking about killing someone, these types of things are a violation of God's law of love, because love does not rejoice in evil. Another example that is often observed is people enjoying or applauding or being glad when someone gets revenge upon their enemy. The attitude that delights in or encourages retaliation when someone is wronged is a direct violation of Jesus' commandment to love your enemies and to do good to those who hate you, as stated in Luke 6:27. And yet, many popular movies portray and promote this attitude. For example, the attitude of "go ahead, make my day," portrayed by movie heroes who enjoy responding violently when people cross them, is a perfect example of people rejoicing in evil. And yet, God's word's clear that love does not rejoice in evil. And as we talk about love this week, we are talking about the highest call on a Christian's life, to walk in love, as Ephesians 5:1 states. We are called to be imitators of God as dear children and to walk in love because God Himself is love. And we want to be sure, with the help of God and the revelation that the Holy Spirit can bring to each of us, that there is not any area in our life where love is lacking. And many Christians do not realize that rejoicing in evil, whether it just be in the form of joking around or the like, is a violation of the law of love that the Lord has given to us. Love does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in what is good. Another commonly observed lack of love or violation of the law of love is when you see people cheering on the bad guy or the ungodly person in their pursuit of their ungodly deeds. Satan has very cunningly portrayed images of ungodly people in TV and movies with a likableness about them. And why would he do this? It is for the express purpose of evoking sympathy on the part of the viewer, so that people will be accepting of these ungodly characters and overlook or excuse their ungodly deeds and behaviors, which violate Scripture. But God calls us to love people and to hate sin. But we have to be watchful and discerning so that we are not ensnared by the trap of accepting the sin in what appear to be very likable people and failing to call sin, sin. You know that Satan has for centuries tried to blur the line between right and wrong and get people to accept all sorts of immorality as okay. For example, many movies and sitcoms on television will portray the nice adulterer or the nice immoral person. And the audience will sit there watching the scenario being played out on the screen, secretly hoping that this adulterous romance will continue because they would make such a cute couple. This is a deception, and this is a snare for the believer. Romans 12:9 says, "Let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness, turn in horror from wickedness," in the Amplified Translation. God wants our love to be sincere, and for it to be sincere or the real thing, we have to hate what is evil, hate the things God hates, and love the things that God loves. God loves purity because God is pure and holy. God wants us to love what is holy and pure as well. We are to love people and hate sin. We obviously have to be discerning. You don't want to hate the people who are sinning. You want to love them so much that you will pray them out of their sinful lifestyle. Do you love people who are movie stars and TV stars so much that when you see them or read about them falling into various types of sinful, destructive lifestyles that you're moved to pray for them, intercede for them, cry out for their very souls, pray for God to intervene, to deliver them, to set them free, to bring them to a knowledge and relationship with God Himself, to pray that they will find their true destiny in God and their purpose in life? This is how God wants us to view people who are in these types of lifestyles. We're not to hate them and start a campaign against the individuals. We're to pray them into God's kingdom of love. That is walking in love in the middle of a perverse generation in which we live. Another violation of the law of love and an example of people rejoicing in evil or walking in evil instead of rejoicing in the truth is when you will observe people being entertained by things that grieve God's heart. For instance, violence and wickedness are obviously things that are abhorrent to the heart of God. They are an abomination to the Lord, and they should be an abomination to us. But many Christian people or church people will say that they love horror movies. How can this be if you are walking in love? If you walk in love, you rejoice in what is good. You don't rejoice at unrighteousness or sinful things or rejoice in things that are evil. So it is very important that you are very watchful of your own heart and spirit, that you're not being entertained by things that actually grieve the heart of God. Horror movies and many of these action films that have much violence in them absolutely violate God's law of love. It does not show the love of God to rejoice or applaud or be entertained by movies or TV or other types of entertainment where people are killed and maimed and hurt and destroyed, even if they are what you would say the bad guys. And the Lord said in Ezekiel that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but instead that they should repent and turn to Him. God is not willing that any should perish. So for you to enjoy or be entertained by the bad guy getting killed in a movie That is a violation of the law of love. That is not the heart of God. God wants us to rejoice in what is good. Love does not rejoice in evil. Other ways that I've observed people being entertained by things that grieve God's heart will be enjoying romance novels or magazines or movies or TV that exalt immorality. This is something that grieves the heart of God and that has become a horrific sin of our nation. Immorality being pushed through the movies to the whole world because so many movies are produced in the United States and they are sent out and they are marketed around the world and they are poisoning the minds and the spirits and the hearts of children and young people all over this world that God created. This is something that is so sad, so grievous to the heart of God. God wants you to love people and to have enough love in your heart to protect your own family from seeing things that are grievous to the Lord and are poisonous to your own spirit. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.